You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. You're listening on the IBGR Radio Network. This is episode 16. Today we're talking about your everyday moments are story gold. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
Yes, and I'm Declan O'Segara, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. Remember that you can follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then hop on over to tvtalkshowformula.info.
Yes, book a call. Talk to Declan. You'll love it.
Talk to me. We'll have fun.
Yeah, so, please do. So a lot of laughing.
we have guaranteed there'll be some laughing. Yes. Mm-hmm. We don't know who Carol Ann Duffy is.
No, but we like what she has to say.
Yes. And if you're watching, Carol Ann, thank you for this. So we found this quote from Carol Ann, and she says, "You can find poetry in your everyday life, your memory, in what people say on the bus, in the news, or just what's in your heart." Aw.
Yeah. That's what this is about. Pure gold.
Your gold, yes.
Yeah. Become a person worth watching by sharing your everyday moments, because life keeps offering you ideas to share that create relatability and relevance with your audience. It's about the little things. We're kind of narrowing it down. We is it reverse order? I don't know, but we went big, we went large, we went hero's journey. Ah, exactly. We went exactly. Turning point story. Ah, and now we're just saying these little things.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, it's both and, right? So in I know we both have heard this. Lots of people say they would love to have a podcast, or they yeah. would like to have a show, you know, mm-hmm. be sharing it, you know, their TV online TV show. But they have nothing to say.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the aside from the fear of being seen, I think one of the second biggest things I hear is like, well, I don't have anything to say. No one wants mm-hmm. to hear what I have to say, right? And it's so not true, because like that's why we picked this quote, because anything that happens, just about anything that happens in the course of your day, when you understand how to turn them into stories, it is fodder for your stories, right? Yeah. And so the silly things that happen, the weird things that happen, the unusual things that happen, you can turn those into gold, right? You can turn those into a short story where there is still the hero's journey, perhaps, right? Something happened. And then you triumphed over that and you turned it into something that works for you, right?
Yeah. Anyways. I used to do a little weekly snippet Facebook Live in a group BC before COVID. I called it Failure Friday. And
ooh, I love it.
and it would just be something that I noticed that most people or many people would call a failure that happened to me. And then I would tell that part of the story and say, ah, but the lesson, there's always a lesson, I think.
Yeah.
There's this idea in the coaching world that we repeat until we resolve. So we keep having these things happen in our life until we resolve it, until we learn the lesson. And so you know, it was very, very similar to that. I would just notice things. It's like, oh, look at this. This was a failure. But no, it's not really, because I learned this lesson.
Right. Yeah. It's like, yes. I saw some cartoon recently, and it was sort of like, it was a person stacking failures.
Yeah.
And then that led to the success. Right. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of what you're talking about. We turn them into gold. I love that. I love mm-hmm. that.
You do a different thing with yours.
What do I do? What do I
you
do?
You do videos. Do I do? You do these little, you do your little slices, little slice of life.
Slice of life. Yes. Okay. So a couple episodes. Donna said, "What about the bird poop story?"
It's coming.
So I'm gonna share this story, and here's what you guys need to know, though, right? So nothing can top these personal experiences that you have to draw an audience closer and entice them to engage with you. And when you share these little slices of life on camera, right, you allow your viewers to take this journey with you. So in my trainings, in my video course, training people how to create their own TV talk show and how to make short form videos, I have used as an example so many times, talking about this very topic. Anything can turn, can be fodder for creating a video, for creating a story. And I said, you could be walking down the street and a bird poops on your head. And that is an amazing story to tell because it's so funny and like gross and like what, right?
it creates an emotion.
It creates, right, there's like a reaction to that, right? Mm-hmm. So not so long ago, I was out on my balcony and there's a lot of seagulls around here. And I was out there like meditating and like, doing my thing. And then all of a sudden I feel some moisture on me and I look to the sky and there's no clouds. And then I saw the culprit flying by. It was a seagull that had pooped right on my head. And I really instantly, I went, oh my God, I manifested this. I have talked about this thing happening so many times, right? Here it mm-hmm. is.
Here it is.
So I knew in that moment that I could have been grossed out or like, I can't believe this happened. You ruined my meditation. Dang you. Curses. But I actually laughed and I got my phone, my camera, right? My TV studio.
Yeah.
And I made a video. And I still had bed hair, I had showered, I wasn't looking all fresh. And I told the story. And I think I did a Facebook Live of this video talking about this whole thing I just shared with you, because in that moment, I realized, one, I believe, and there's theories about bird poop, right? And some beliefs are that it's good luck, mm-hmm. right? So I actually did use it to talk about, how I was so happy that I got pooped on. It was a sign of like, good luck and prosperity. And also to talk about manifesting, which is a whole mm-hmm. other topic that I talk about. So I used it in a way towards one of my business areas to turn this weird thing that happened into a little story. And a lot of people found, great, great humor out of this. But also, as it proved some points that I had been making in previous conversations. So anything can turn into a story gold, as we're saying here, when you know how to turn it into a story, right? Which is why we've been sharing with you.
Putting all the elements together, because we talked about promise, problem, solution, invitation. We talked about hero's journey, the call to action, the struggles, the realization, and the return home. You putting all these little pieces together, and you have yourself. They don't have to be grand. They don't have to be big. They don't have to be turning point, hero, the stuff of Luke Skywalker. Right. All the real little stories along the way, and that's where the gold comes in.
Yeah, you make it relatable. You make it like a teachable moment, basically, what we're saying here, right? And this is what draws people to want to actually keep following you, because it makes you a little, when you tell funny things that happen sometimes like this bird poop story, people start wondering like, oh,
what's going to happen next?
What happened, right? It's a way of creating a following, right? I'm still waiting for another bird poop incident, but hasn't happened yet.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should be quiet.
Yeah. So just what we want you to do is to just start noticing the funny, challenging, strange, unique things that happen to you as you go about your day. I used to walk a lot and I would take pictures of nature and put mm-hmm. a little story to nature with I wasn't doing video, but I did it pictures. I could have done video. Oh gosh. But yeah, no. But there's a point to life, And when you are looking for the point, then you can share it with others. And that's what this is all about. Hero's Journey is all about sharing your experiences with others. These, what we're talking about here in the everyday, funny, challenging, strange, unique things, it's just about sharing a little piece of your world with others.
Yes. And it can also include stressful things, right? And we focus here funny, you know, strange, unique things, but also in this list, we would add challenging, we said challenging, but stressful things, because we're human, right? Things come up. and especially if you're following us, then, and you're in this, in the heart-centered camp, then I almost guarantee that you have some modality, you have some practice, you have some teaching, you know, from your world of what you offer, that that can apply to turning something stressful or challenging into a lesson or a teachable moment. And when you are real and relatable and vulnerable, we've been talking about this the whole time, every episode. This helps your viewers to, it's like you, it's like walking, what do they say, walk the walk or talk the talk, right? You're demonstrating in reality how you use the things that you teach, right? And what a powerful way then to make a call to action, right? Because people want that too. So start paying attention. You have so much to talk about. You have too much to talk about.
So as we
collective.
As we start to wrap up these four episodes, this particular one and the grouping that goes together, in this episode, capture the funny, challenging, strange, unique moments of your life. Use it, put them on your phone. You can do voice notes. You can, there's a notes app, whatever app you want to use. Carry a notebook. But you want to start capturing these moments because you're going to use them later in future videos. Just start noticing, start capturing, start saying, huh, that this could be a good story. Write it down. We're gonna wrap up this one now. It's a little quick to wrap up. So if you ever want any live direct support from us on any of these topics, tvtalkshowformula.info is the way to do that. Make sure you subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com. We're wrapping up week 4 of 13. Unlock your message. You have something important to say. We honestly believe that. And we want to get your message out there. We want to amplify your voice. Wrapping up episode 16, your everyday moments are story gold. This is Donna Cundy.
I'm Declan O'Segara.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week, we promise. Bye for now.